Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well, what that is?
Hilltop.
How you feeling tonight?
I am good. Great. Everything's going good. How are you?
I'm straight. I'm anticipating this awesome show tonight. We got, you know, one of your groups that you came out with.
Yes.
Almighty Force. The whole
Almighty
crew,
Force.
The clan. Is
yes,
in the house tonight.
They will be checking in shortly, and I am very happy and proud to hear them tonight so they can give their side of the story, debut their new track, and tell us a little bit about themselves, you know, for the people that are not familiar with Almighty Force. And, you know, give them an update on things, you know, some real down-to-earth brothers, you know, just out here popping in the hip-hop scene. And they will be on shortly.
So, Lady Raz, how does it feel to be, you know, we talk about it every time you want, how does it feel to be a part of be a part of the hip hop family, the start of where it started at? How does it feel to be one of the icons, you know, a legend and a pioneer with hip hop, an MC, a real female MC? How does it feel to you to be a part of that generation that's now making a move to take the throne back from what we had, what we hear today on the radio?
Well, one, let me say, well, Sean, I want to thank you so much for really giving me props on that. I never actually looked at myself that way, but since you've been putting it in a different light, you know, I have to stand in that, because you're absolutely right and correct, and I do appreciate that. It's wonderful. I am blessed to be still at it and doing this. It's when you say, you know, hip hop is like coming back or taking over, basically it's just coming back new. You know, say everything is old, coming back new. So I think their lane for this hip hop is everybody's going to have their space. You know, you have what's happening now and they're doing their thing. And like the groups Almighty Force and others that are coming back out and hitting the scenes right now, you know, they created this lane, this new era of hip hop in that sense. And they're going to be doing their thing, just like I'm out here still doing my thing, you know?
Right.
And, yeah, it feels really good. It feels good to still carry the torch and keep it going. Most people really don't know who I am or what I've done. And I'm pretty sure the Almighty Force is going to shed a little light on that as well. And we're going to have a great show tonight, too.
Exactly.
I think everybody that, you know, tuned in tonight, my family as well as in Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as Maryland, Florida, New York, and anybody else that's tuning in, I appreciate it, you know. And,
well,
I think Max Sugar is still there, right?
Yeah, he'll be tuning in soon. I just want to, you know, your family members that are listening, I appreciate Lady Raz Mataz. From day one, we met from day one, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone. I tell you this every day. You're very down to earth. You're humble.
Appreciate it.
I mean, you're patient in what you do, and you don't allow BS, and you're not supposed to. And you know, I was real happy to know that, wow, you know, I got an icon, a legend, you know, a pioneer that I'm tag teamed with and on the shows. And not a lot of people get the opportunity like I get in the industry to able to have individuals such as yourself and Almighty Force contact you and want to be a part of what you're trying to do and what you're doing and seeing your vision and the future that you're trying to create for old school hip hop to make a counterattack and take back over the industry.
Yes. Do me a favor, explain to the listening audience exactly why you call me that. How you break it down in that sense.
Okay, I break it down in this sense.
Some people probably look at it and go, oh, I know she always rap this and that. She ain't no legend pioneer. Please explain that so that, you know, they can hear it from someone that's knowledgeable of it, and to tell them.
Okay, so I'm gonna break it down. When you're in the industry and you started when everybody else started, everybody started here, everybody started there, everybody started over here, back there, and whatnot. Once you record and you on vinyl or cassette, CD or whatever, well, back in the day it was vinyl. Once you recorded and made vinyl, and your music started gravitating to radio stations and to different DJs, back those days was the park jams. Once you're recognized as a real MC that did something in the forefront as hip hop started, then again, when you made the wax and you're able to perform and you're on that wax, whether it's 90, 89, 90, 91, 92, the era, you're still part of that hip hop era, which makes you an icon, what makes you a legend, and what makes you a pioneer. A pioneer is someone that started in the forefront and people still recognize today. You started in the forefront, mm-hmm. and people recognize you today. You're an icon, yes. because of where you started and where you're at right now. You're a legend.
Right.
From where you started at and to where you at right now. A legend comes from ones that were in the club doing their things, doing their battles, and people still recognize to the day. Once your name goes in the lights or on, back in those days, flyer, which there wasn't flyers, there were posters. Once your name gets submitted on a poster multiple times, that makes you a legend. That makes you an icon. Because if you go to certain websites, you can find, like, Pinterest. Pinterest is a good app where you can go and you can put old school music flyers.
Right.
And then all these flyers start popping up from, you know, battles way back in the 80s and the 70s and stuff. So that's how you do your research. When your name keeps coming up in the research, when your name keeps popping up here, popping up there, that makes you an icon. That makes you a legend. That makes you a pioneer in the game. So that's my opinion. This is my opinion. That's how I break down everything. You can, even if you had one album or two songs, even if it was a 45 running back, that still makes you relevant in the era of, you know, when hip hop started. A lot of people say, "Oh, DJ Sean, you don't know what you're talking about." I do know what I'm talking about.
Right, you do.
I do know what I'm talking about. It doesn't necessarily. You have to go win awards and stuff and things like that. Remember, back in those days, they didn't have the Grammys. Wasn't really pushing hip hop, right?
No.
BET wasn't really pushing hip hop. VH1 really wasn't pushing hip hop until the later years, with the DMC years and things like that. But they forgot about the late mid 70s to the late 70s in the beginning. 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79. Is once when everything started really getting into the flow. You know, like Sugar Hill Gang. Yeah, everybody knows Sugar Hill Gang. Yeah, because it was a major label pushing these guys back then. You know what I mean? But they were more, and I'm not taking nothing from the Sugar Hill Gang. Sugar Hill Gang was more a marketing group that didn't do no battles in the park and stuff like that. They were promotional. They were a promotional group. Just like Sequence. Right. Sequence was a promotional group as well on the same label. So you didn't have those battles Well, history says that there isn't footage or even tapes of them doing any type of battles, MC battles back in the day, back in the 70s and early part of the 80s. There's nothing out there that I know of. I research stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, you had Busy B. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Busy B was one of the, Busy B and Kool Moe Dee was a, was I think the were the two first ones that started the battle rap. Then you had Roxanne Shante, you know, and then, you know, and then the rest of them jumped in. UTFO. Then you had KRS-One and the Juice Crew and things like that. But I think it was, I think that it all started with Busy B and Kool Moe. I think. I have to go back and double check, but I think they were the first ones that started it, the battle each other. Because you remember,
right.
Roxanne Shante did beat B one night. That is documented. It is on record, and you can hear it. I have that tape. I have that tape.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I sit here and I call you an icon and a legend, because I have the proof to prove that. So that's that.
I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. So let's get into a mix real quick with my man DJ T-Man out of Houston. I mean, I'm sorry, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City. Yes,
and
yes.
We'll be right back with the, this is the plug with the one and only my queen, Lady Razzmatazz, and yours truly,
what's
the
up?
Invincible DJ Sean. This is the plug, y'all. We'll be right back.
Right back.
Man, all I need is my music. All I need is my music. Man, I got this. All I need is my music, man.
No apology for what is meant to be.
right, welcome back to the Plug Documentary Radio
welcome
Show with
back.
Your Truly the Invincible. That was the volume one of the Ladies and Gentlemen of R&B, volume two of the Gentlemen and Ladies of Hip Hop, featuring Lady Razzmatazz, Nova Ghost, Mick Shug, DJ the Savage, Diva D, and Thump Mendoza, and more. Volume two will be right here Thursday night on the Plug.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah. I got to turn to different DJs, get them to, you know, get their craft out here and advertise them here on the show. Because, you know, DJ Sean doesn't have time like that to put mixes together like that. Even though I do, but I'm always busy doing something. So I give the chance to young DJs that's trying to make a name for themselves and get them
together.
Here on Hilltop.
Yeah.
I got a good R&B mix for you guys, the return of the show that did it all here, the Hilltop Radio Show. I'm going to be bringing that back next Wednesday night with the original crew, myself, DJ Jeremy B, and Mr. the Beat Man himself, Doc, DJ Doc, all three of us. I brought these two home from back home. We all grew up in the same town. They're going to be available to do the original show, the Hilltop Radio Show, with me next Wednesday, every Wednesday, from 9 to 11 here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So, bringing it back where it started at, Lady Raz. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Let's bring it back.
Always got to go to your roots, you know what I'm saying?
You have to. You always have to go back to your roots.
Yeah.
Never go away. Never go away.
So I know you're working on some stuff and ready to lay it down soon. 2020 is you going to be your year. I just can't wait to this girl turn the down stage up. What?
I'm working on some stuff today.
Okay.
Just can't wait. You know.
So how is it going for you, knowing that you still have it? And, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's not a shock to me, because it's me. It's damn sure a shock to everybody else.
Right.
It's damn sure a shock to everybody else that, you know, because when you hear me, you be like... You know, it's not a brag moment, but hey, I have to be proud of me because I came through a lot and been through a lot, and I'm still here. So when they hear me, they're basically, you know, like, oh my goodness, yeah, you still do that. You still got it. You're doing it all. You still got it, you know. But I do have my yes every time I'm doing it, my wow moments, like, wow, Raz, that's how I call myself, you know. And you got it. You're doing it. Let's go, girl. Come on, you know. I had my talk moments with myself. I better.
I better be my
number one fan and hype myself up.
That's right.
Yeah,
I don't make you crazy.
You know, I'm trying a lot of new ways, you know. A lot of new things going on. And, but I still have the essence of that hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. It's just brought out. I'm just bringing and improving myself to be better at what I'm doing. And that's it. You know, I created the different level, different lane for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm proud of everyone else what they're doing. But I just, for me, for where I came from to now, I'm just on this different path, you know. I'm focused, you know, on me. You know, I do see everybody else. I give them their props. Congratulations to everyone out there doing their thing, especially all the new female rappers and MCs that's out there, whether you underground or you out, you're doing shows, you're out and about. You know, big up your next sister that's there, you know. The tearing down, the talking smack, throwing shade, that's not good. It's not good for business. And people always say, oh, you're not somebody or you're not getting anywhere until you have haters. Personally, I don't like haters. I mean, who do? But I know they're out there. I incorporating some now that I'm trying to deal with. And it's a hurtful thing. It's a hurtful feeling. I personally like to stay humble and be kind and nice to people. I don't like to hurt people's feelings. I like to treat people I like to be treated the way I treat people, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But you can't get that from everybody. Not everybody going to think the way you think, feel the way you feel, and do the things you do. You know, you got people out there, they can't control their jealousy. They can't control their anger in their evil ways. It brings out evil ways. So they do certain things to you. They start rumors. They'll start trouble or outright curse you out or do things, and they need help. As far as I'm concerned, they need some help.
Exactly.
There's too much going on as it is in the world, and if everybody, you know, constantly you're tearing people down, you know, it doesn't cost anything to say good job.
Right,
good
exactly.
job. You know, because I'm pretty sure there's something that they do in their everyday lives that, you know, someone has either said it to them or maybe they want someone to say to them, good job or thank you, you know. Thanks for being here.
Right.
But you know what? That's a different world out here. So, you know, much as I don't like to have my guard up, I have to have my guard up.
Right, exactly.
Things, you know, and I was at one time. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was at one time going back and forth with people on the book or IG, and other people would literally call me up or text me, you know, and be like, "Raz, what you doing?" It's like this, no. They'd be like, "Stop doing that. You're an artist. You don't have to, you know, do that for nobody." And they're right. People want to spaz out. There's always block, unfollow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Delete all of that. So I have to do that. Going about my business, you know, and just humble myself and keep it moving, you know.
I don't particularly like
Billy Badasses. And you Billy Badasses that's out there. Remember, those quiet ones are the ones that Billy Badasses. And I like to smile. And my little motto is, don't let the lipstick fool you. But anyway,
wow.
On another note.
Well, I just want to throw some stuff out there real quick. Well, people that wanted the jail closed, Rikers Island, they finally got their wish. 2020, Rikers Island will be officially closed. The city council voted a 36-13 to replace the complex with four smaller jails located closer to the city's main courtrooms in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and Queens. Rikers is scheduled to shutter down by 2026, ending, you know, all the difficulty, the one dude that spent 3 years in prison that Jay-Z did a documentary of, and he ended up committing suicide.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. So they said the mayor and other Democrats supported the plan, which would be a price tag of $8 billion. So
wow.
So everybody gotta wait another 7 years for it to be completely closed. So that's a good thing.
Well, they said it'd be closer to the courthouses, right? So
yes, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, everything serves its purpose. Some things run its course in life, and I guess that's what happened.
And then, you know, in Baltimore. Yep. Baltimore mourning the death of Elijah Cummings. He was 68 years old. He passed today. They don't know what as of right now, but he passed away. It's kind of funny that he passed away after his going back and forth with the president. Well, y'all's president, Donald Trump.
Not mine. Oh, well, let's pray that there's nothing suspect about that. You know, and let them, you know, what goes on in the dark comes out in the light. So we're
always
praying for him, and my condolences to his family, friends, you know. And everything.
Always. Rihanna turned down to perform at the Super Bowl because of Kaepernick, a big supporter of Kaepernick, which is a good thing. Glad that she did that. And just want to see how long Mr. Jay-Z is going to last on that, being in charge of the Super Bowl committee and things like that in the NFL. Yeah.
Well, that's what she believes in, and she want to take a stand for it. No one can knock her. A prerogative for that. I mean, we all know the reason behind that knee, but that's, we're talking about her right now, and that's what she chooses to do.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to say, go on and get on that Super Bowl? Listen, that's what she wants to do. That's what she wants to do.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of going on, and you know, in the music world, one of the guys. Let's see, what do we got here? Right here. This must be the one and only Max Shug in the house.
You better know it. What's up, guys? I'm just tuning in. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh,
no,
you're good, man.
All good.
Welcome
right on
to the
time.
Show, man. Yeah, welcome to the show, man.
You know, I got to tune in now. This is my home. It's the house.
It is. It's the place to be.
What's
up? So, also,
how everybody doing?
Doing
everybody's
good, man.
Well, I'm good.
Just reading a little bit of, music. Mel Murda behind that 6ix9ine snitching. He ended up getting 11 years today for racketeering. Yeah,
damn.
So, yeah. So.
Racketeering. Well.
I know,
man,
they said it was
football numbers now.
Yeah, they Showtime announced that they're buying into 6ix9ine's documentary. It's supposed to be completed. Supposed to be complete with 50 Cent. 50 Cent is supposed to be behind this series with Showtime promoting 6ix9ine. Yeah, so wonder how wonder how 50 Cent supporters are going to play into that.
Be honest with you, man. I don't condone what 6ix9ine done it, but I say this right here. At least let the black men profit off of it, because they damn sure gonna try to profit off the shit.
Right about that.
I'm just being honest with you. They capitalize everybody off everybody's story, and now if you look at it, shit. Now all the premier big movies, the stars we probably want to see, they starting to come out on Lifetime.
Yeah.
These folks ain't getting no money. Like, look at. Be honest with you, this is what was crazy. Like, if you dig deep into the surviving R. Kelly thing, when they were shooting that shit, that's not what they explained to him, but he signed over the rights to use his story or whatnot, yada, yada, yada. But he had no idea it was a bashing R. Kelly thing. And I say bashing, I'm just putting it in a nice term because I don't condone what he done. But to me, there is a faint line between some of this shit. Because, like, some of this stuff I look at, some of these parents sacrifice their kids for stardom. We're just not going to ignore that fact. Like, you know, I got a daughter. And ain't nobody finna tell me that if my daughter's somewhere, I ain't finna go get her. We're going to turn that motherfucker down.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just being honest with you. But first and foremost, if you know your child, for one, if your child, if you have a child, she should not be without parental advisory at any time anyway, because at the time they're still a young adult, still a young teenager or whatever the case. You feel me? Now, you look at some of these parents, oh, they'll go get a lawyer to sign their contract. But, what measures are you going to take to make sure that your child is okay?
That's true.
You know, I mean, I'm never going to agree with what he done, you know. But at the same time, it's a faint line between this shit. And for some of these people, if you've already heard a story, like we do this, you be in a neighborhood or whatever. If you hear something about somebody, that's kind of the first thing you say, oh, I ain't fucking with that right there. But if this man got a known story of messing with kids, what fucking parent thinks it's okay to go ahead and just be like, you know what? I don't think he's going to do my child like that.
Right, yeah.
Shit, them other parents thought that same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, you know. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, you got a lot of parents, man, that just, you know, because a child can sing or play an instrument, that they're going to get a big contract or perform with major artists. It happens, and then it doesn't happen.
Yep.
But on R. Kelly's thing, he was a predator anyway. Because all you got to do is go back, all the way back to Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? 14 years old, 15 years old, or whatever, however she was. You know, and you're marrying this girl. I think you were 27 years old or some shit like that. But every artist that goes out here and sings and raps and plays an instrument, you're not guaranteed to make it the big time, right? You know what I mean? It's a process. Unless your mother and father have a lot of damn money and you have a big-ass sponsor that's willing to give you, sponsor a lot of money with that child, then yeah, because money talks. But then you still locked into a contract where you gotta produce in order to get ahead. And then you gotta look at studio time, limousines, clothing, and all that. That comes out your paycheck.
Right.
Yes, it does. Yep.
The signing bonus, all that comes out your paycheck. So then, if you're not doing anything and you get booted, you're in the red. And then then no one's not gonna fool with you because you got a price tag that you got to pay. You ain't paid nothing. So that's why labels now are skeptic about who they give money to now, who they sign to their label now. And a lot of people use their heads, such as Mac did, is getting the distribution deal where he's completely in control of his music. And then the distribution deal goes to wherever he wants it to go at that point in time. And that's one of the best deals you can do as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it takes you, it's going to take you a long time. You know, like Carly B. Carly B had a lot of people, Carly B did it the easy way by, you know, y'all hear it from me, you know, sleeping her way to get to where she's at today. So that was put out there plain and simple. Because she was like that when she was on Love and Hip Hop New York. They had to find somebody to put there, and she was the one that could do it because, you know, her background is what? She's a stripper.
Right. That was already sleeping with men anyway for money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So to sleep for a chick, why not? I've been sleeping for this, look, $40, $50, $100 and shit, you know, like, she slept for a bag, got a bag. I mean, I don't condone that because you're sacrificing yourself, your morals, you know, so many things like that, you know, about yourself. And, you know, back to what you were saying, Sean, the main reason why that I went just straight for the distribution ordeal because the labels and a lot of these companies, they don't fucking believe. They believe they got this format, and this format's what's going to work or whatnot. But at the same, I wasn't with sacrificing myself and who I am. One of the biggest things that I had, and I'm not going to call out one of the A&Rs from Universal, and this is one of the main reasons I never done the deal with Universal. They wanted me to say I was from Memphis. I'm not from fucking Memphis. I'm from Lauderdale County. I'm from Halls. My whole ordeal coming in this game was a shed light on my city. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not Memphis.
Right.
Memphis got a 3-6, an 8-ball, an MJG, a Yo Gotti. We didn't have shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But not to mention that shit was going to bite me in the ass. I knew this. I'm a street cat. It's some guys in Memphis that would have bust my damn head for this shit that I knew, that I know personally. Like, nigga, how you going to act like that? You know what I mean? Like, you a fucking visitor here.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
And the reason why they do that is because people are going to look at it like, where the hell is that county at? Where is that? Well, he's closer to Memphis, so we'll just say he's from Memphis. So to make it sound, it'll make it look good in the, you know, on the radio, to make it look good on selling points, and to make it look good in interviews and things like that. So that's just a marketing tool that the labels use sometimes to make like well, you know, the DMV. Well, you're either going to be from Baltimore or DC, but a DMV is made up of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Of course, you ain't going to say hey, Virginia. You know what I mean? Northern Virginia. Oh, you from DC? Or 9 times out of 10, they'll say, even if you're from DC, they'll say, okay, we'll say you're from Baltimore. Baltimore's a more of a selling point than the industry than saying, okay, you from DC.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I never get run the idea by my mother. And my mother told me, and shout out to my mom. My mom said, when I told her about it, I was like, yeah, mom, they want me to say I'm from Memphis. My mom said, you ain't from Memphis. She said, you are who you are. You are who you are.
Right.
And don't ever change that or sacrifice that for anything. There's no amount of money to put on who you are as a person.
Right. That's right.
You know, and shout out to my mom. I love my mom for that. And these contracts are ugly. It was a lot of stuff in my contract that I didn't like. And for a lot of people in the fine print, they had this shit called option to lease or buy. And I didn't know what it was, you know. Like, what the fuck is this shit right here? Basically, what it summed up to be is if I was unhappy, I want to leave, or any ordeal, I could either buy my name back, my royalties and all this stuff, or I could lease it from them at their price, though. What they feel like it would work.
Right.
Man, I got the name Shug is who I am. My friends named me that. It meant more to me to be myself than that little money they was offering. I mean, they came good. $250,000 for one album, $750,000 for three. You know, sounded good.
Right.
But I tell anybody, that money is only good if you've never saw it before. I've seen that money before in the streets. So it's, I can get that damn money. That ain't nothing. By the time you get through paying your lawyer, managers, and all that shit, you ain't get that. First of all, you only get 10% of that. So, you know, you take $100,000, ain't up a 10.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You know, like, but most of these artists don't know. Just because somebody, listen, that money is supposed to go into creating your project, your marketing budget, your promotion budget. It's not to go in your pocket.
No.
No.
Well, this is the plug, Documentary Radio Show. And we still waiting on a mighty force to hit us up. It should be calling in momentarily. And we got the one and only Max Shug on the phone with us out of Memphis, Tennessee. No, I'm just playing. You know, I always got to start shit on the radio. But we got the queen, the one and only icon, pioneer, and legend herself, Lady Razzmatazz is in the building with us as well. Waiting on
Hello.
Waiting on Almighty to join us
here
on the plug. And we're going to get ready to go into a quick song and we'll be right back.
Right back.
We'll be right back.
My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. I can feel it in my mind, I can feel it in my brain. I'm trying to hold on through the hurt, through the pain. I'm trying to stay strong, I'm trying to maintain. I'm trying to fill the glass from the drops of the rain. Yes, me too, trying to see who's to blame. I'm taking one step, now they pushing me back. Just when I'm feeling good, yeah, I relapse. They testing my patience, life is a crime. At the drop of a hat, the drop of a dime. One quick move, 8 shots from behind. They probably give me life, yeah, for saying this rhyme. I reach my peak, but my mind's not the same. I'm changing through channels, trying to reach a higher range. I'm breathing through the oxygen to get through the game. I'm breathing so hard, I'm trying to explain. I'm fighting with life, with the left and the right. When the sun goes down, it gets harder at night. And I'm sleeping on a sidewalk till the daylight. Along with the roaches, the rats, and the mice. While the people walking by looking like it's alright. Excuse me, can you help me eat tonight? Wait a minute, did I even eat last night? Was it last night or the night before tonight? My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. My life's off track and I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get it back. I'm hitting that 9 to 5, yeah, I'm doing what they do. The same old sorry rule, yeah. The more that you make, it's the more that they take. The tax is so high, you ain't getting no break. And it's steady screaming out, make America great. Yeah, building a wall ain't gonna make a better living. You gotta live the way we living just to make a living. It's hard to feed our families and paying the bills. Yo, I'm only being honest, I'm telling you the deal. They got the power for society to grow and build. But they sitting like them lame ducks on Capitol Hill, worrying about everybody else across the water. Meanwhile, back at home here, we out of order. Yeah, disease is so high. All right.
We got the, I had to cut that short. That's Lady Rad.
It's all good. It's all good.
My Life here on the plug. And we got the one and only, the almighty Force.
What up? What up,
in the house. What up, man?
What's up?
Yo,
That's right. It's an honor to have these icons, pioneers, and legends himself here on the plug. It's an honor again, man, talking with you and being a part of what you guys got going on. And so, man, introduce you guys, man, and we'll get started, man.
All right, so we're going to go around the room real quick. Of course, you know, I'm yours truly for sure. That's YT Shahid from the Almighty Force. And I'm his brother. I'm the Most Supreme Raheem, Almighty Force, in the building.
Yeah, you got Southside Kid, the MC, Cypher Sound all day. You got DJ Cypher Sound, UG.
Yeah.
You also got the original Kid Flash, Cypher Sounds.
And of course, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. You guys got. I'm supposed to have you guys blushing, but you guys got me blushing tonight. I got all this,
yes,
all
yes.
this firepower on the line tonight, man.
he rolled out the carpet. Yes. He brought the legends in. The heavy hitters here, baby.
Yes,
right.
So for those that don't know, yes, this is Southside Jamaica Queen's Finest. And these are
that's
my homies.
Southside
you understand?
That's right.
Southside
yes.
Jamaica.
Welcome. Salute.
The Queens is in the house.
Welcome to the Hilltop
so,
with DJ Sean
so
and it, myself.
That's right. So I want to, again, it's a humbling pleasure to have you guys on, man. All this talent, icons yeah. from. Living legends and pioneers from back in the day, way back in the day. Some of you guys out there listening probably wasn't even born. These cats were doing their thing on the street. but I'm gonna turn the mic over to Lady Raz. She has some questions for you guys, man, and we're gonna make this try to make it one of the best interviews you guys had starting in rotation.
Yes, right. We can start in rotation. Let's start with Omadi Force or whoever else wants to jump in. Let the audience know exactly like how you guys came about, how you started. For those that are not aware of who Omadi Force, Cyphers, whoever, you know, just let them know a little bit more about yourself. Take it back a little.
All right, well, I'll take you back real quick. Almighty Force, you know, back in the days, I'm going to take it back to, like, 1979. You know, that's when I started getting becoming a good MC. But, you know,
okay.
I used to just mimic my brother's rhymes and Melly Bell rhymes. That's how I became an MC. I used to just mimic them, their rhymes. Then
okay.
I finally started writing my own rhymes, and my brother started recognizing my MC skills. So we formed a crew called the Civilized Two. The Civilized
okay.
Two had a battle. The Civilized Two had a battle with another crew from the neighborhood called Infinite Sound. And after that battle, instead of us having animosity, we decided to team up. So then the original
nice.
Almighty Force was three DJs and five MCs from Southside, Jamaica, Queens. And that's how Almighty Force all got started.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
You said three DJs. You said three DJs?
Three DJs.
Man, I know there's a lot of vinyl on that stage, them nights.
Listen, but we're talking about us, right? We got people
right.
here with us tonight. We got Cypher Sound and Livio G. Those are the people that we used to be going to the park and everything to listen to them.
Exactly.
So they talk about it. They started before us.
Yeah.
In the early 70s.
That's right. I'm saying, me and my brother, we've probably been in the industry now performing for 40 years. The brothers sitting in here with us right now, they're the ones that when I was a little kid, I was going to their jam. I wouldn't even
wow.
see yet. So I'm talking about UG from Cypher Sound. I'm talking about Livio G. These brothers, they the ones. I think I don't know if it was UG or Livio G, which one of them is the first one that took us into a recording studio way, way, way back then, you know?
Wow.
Okay.
If they want to tell their story, you got the platform. Let me hear from you.
All right.
Tell us how y'all got started.
All right, this is Understanding Cypher Sound. I started out in 1975. I was 15. The people I used to check out was like New Sounds, and I wanted to be like them, me and my boy, me DJ Divine at the time. And from there, we started Cypher Sounds, and over time, we got better. We started coming up with new routines. I got other rappers involved, and we mm-hmm. was the first ones to open up the Fantasia in Queens.
Nice.
ISA, a couple other joints. And then from there, I got introduced to Russell in 1977, which I was, we started to do parties for Russell Simmons at the Hotel Diplomat. And from there, when I'm just going to skip over real quick because this is a long story. But,
sure.
So I'm going from 1975 to 1993, because from there, we started in 1980. Russell started to leave the promotional business, and we decided to follow him, and we wanted to make that transformation and become producers, from DJs to music producers. Same with
right.
Livio G. And at that time, I decided to open up a studio in my basement, and we made that transformation as DJs to producers, which the credits from that is Mary J. Blige, some backgrounds from my group I produced. I did Jeff Redd, Father MC, Positive K, the movie House Party, Ja Rule, and Helter Skelter Original Gun Clappers, just to name a few. That's my credit as being a DJ going into being a producer. And that's all due to doing hip-hop, something that we love.
That
At the time we were doing it, we were just doing it for fun.
That is dope. When you say house party, can you run that back to me again? Exactly what you did for that?
I produced the soundtrack. I produced two songs in the movie. My group, first of all, I skipped over a lot, but first record we did was At Cypher Sounds, we did a record for Roll Mill Records back in 1984. And
okay.
I wasn't too happy over that because the guys will always argue. And I decided to form an R&B group, which became Arts and Crafts. And that we had more success. But when I started going to Uptown Records, which so happened to be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde back in the day we used to do parties with, it was easy for me to go there and talk to those guys. And next thing you know, I was producing records for them. At the same time, I was shopping my group. And when I did Jeff Red's first record, Timmy Regisford, who was the A&R for Motown, wanted to sign us. So, but prior to that, before that, we did a record on Profile Records. It was a dance record called Burning Love with my group Arts and Crafts. And then we went from Profile, which was very cheap. We didn't like it because they wanted to give us $35,000 for an album deal. We said, no way. So we left Profile and went to Uptown and really never looked back. After that, we just did a lot of work. Timmy Regisford got me to do a lot of work. And once we did the records with Mary did a couple of backgrounds singing for my group. And then she used to be in a lot of other videos. Puffy was our intern at Uptown Records. When he was young,
yeah, I heard about that first.
Yeah, Puffy and the Wu-Tang started out with me, Old Dirty Bastard, The Genius, and the RZA in my basement in 84. I did some records with those guys. I mentored the RZA, showed him how to do beats, and what else? Stetsasonic? Yeah, another group was coming. Stetsasonic was in the basement. So really, at my crib, it was like Hitsville, because every time we turned around, we was working with all different acts. And at that time, we was all hungry, and we just wanted to make it. And next thing you know, this guy blew up. I think Positive K was the first person to blow up as a rapper coming from the basement doing stuff. And then after that, we just kept excelling and doing work. Plus, I knew Russell Simmons, so that helped out a lot when I seen him. He offered me a couple of deals, and I produced a song for Slick Rick and LL Cool J as well.
Nice.
So,
that's history,
this is DJ right Sean. Yeah, this is DJ Sean. Let me ask you real quick. How do you got Hula doing the Wu-Tang Clan documentary? How do you feel about that? Have you checked it out?
Yeah.
Is the storyline true? Is it missing something?
Yeah, it's missing a lot. you see what they had to do. They called me up and they asked me for the RZA and the Genius first records because I did ODB at the time. He wasn't rapping; he was doing a human beatbox. But we still were DJing in the 80s. At the same time, we was working on trying to make our own records. So as we would go out and rock, I had the Genius from Wu-Tang. The Genius was one of the rappers, Shaquem, who was my rapper at that time. That was his cousin. And would never bring him over to the basement, to the studio, because he was jealous. He rapped better than he did. But when I got a chance to check him out, we put him under our wing. I put a lot of rappers under my wing and helped him out as a DJ and developed them and worked on them, and the rest is history. But when it came down to the Wu-Tang, he wasn't Wu-Tang at the time. There was two individual artists. And that was the Genius and the RZA. RZA was very inquisitive when it comes down to making beats, because every time I used to make beats, he used to ask me tons of questions. But he did his thing, and it turned out real good for them. Because when they first came out, I think he did a record, and he got signed to Coachella, and they changed our music. We didn't like it. But after they moved on, I moved on and produced my group, and we did House Party and all that. And then we came back together again in 1990. I opened up a studio on Jamaica Avenue, and I got Old Dirty Bastard a deal on this record called Kill 'Em Dead with Little Haitian. He did a debut on that. But besides that, we still friends. The Genius still calls me sometimes. The RZA, last time I seen him was in 2005 in Vegas. He wanted me to move out to L.A. and work with him, but at that time I couldn't. But, they still cool.
So, in other words, you're not even portrayed in the documentary at all?
No, they called me up and asked me for, because what they was focusing on is really the Wu-Tang. It wasn't focusing on the history of the RZA and the GZA and ODB as much. Because when I sat down with the producer, they asked me, I gave him some flyers. I gave him some, the record with Old Dirty that never came out. But it did came out in limited release. I think it's only, they put it out for the DJs, but it didn't hit the radio. But besides that, they was trying to get the old records and tapes that we had, that we did at that time. I didn't have none of that. So, but I did give them flyers and comments on the history of what we worked with them on, and some old school pictures. But I looked at the documentary, I didn't see shit. but you know, the thing is now, you know, the cool thing is now I love being a music producer. Now I'm producing TV shows and a director. As a director, I shoot and produce shows. So I have a chance to put out my own story so people can know the real truth.
Okay.
You know, I'm like the Forrest Gump of hip hop. You can say that because everybody I work with, they all blew up.
Yeah, run, Forrest, run. Yeah, because you said 1975, you were 15. I like, hell, I was 5 years old.
Well, I'm 59 right now, 59, and in 2020, Cypher Sounds would be 45.
Oh, wow.
So what we're doing now, just did a video with the Almighty Force Brothers, and the young lady that's on the radio with you now, she's in the video too. And what we did was a nice old school spoof, let people know what we got, what we did back in the day, so to educate the young kids and, you know, they can get a chance to see how we used to rock back in the day. But
yeah, because after we used to go, go ahead.
Go ahead.
After we you know, what my brother said about earlier when we were just rhyming in the neighborhood, we went up to the Bronx because one of the guys that was down with us, Jazzy, you know, rest in peace, he was like, yo, we need to hit the uptown scene. So we went uptown and we started doing, we met on Richard T, one of the pioneers of hip hop that had the T Connection, and his man Sandwich, and they took us up there in the T Connection, and we started doing shows out there. When we came back to Queens, it was guys like Livy OG, Cypher Sound, DJ Divine from Infinity Machine that was like booking us on shows, and we was running around doing shows with them. We was doing shows in USA, the roller skating rink, you know, where we was like performing, you know, with a lot of people. So it was fun for us, you know, back then. You know, later on, you know, we with one of our men, Don, that passed away, you know, he had his little independent label. And then that's where we put out the songs like Build a Nation, Shake and Bake, Greatest Story, Non-Believers, you know. And then, you know, from that, you know, we started running like the basketball leagues and stuff like that. So, you know, now, you know, we're coming back full circle.
Yeah.
Picking up, you know, with Cypher Sound and all of these, you know, all of these other, like true legends of hip hop,
true pioneers, you know, Southside Queens.
You know, so we link it up with them, and we got some good things going on.
All right.
Dope.
Well, let's do this real quick. Let's play one of you guys' jams. I haven't heard it, so I can't. I know it's jamming. So everybody out there listening, here's Rock the Mic. Here on the plug. Hope you guys enjoy it.
We love you, Red.
Hey, what are you old guys doing in here? What are you old guys gonna do?
You know what we gonna do.
what do you mean? What are y'all gonna do?
About the George Clinton.
You old guys can't do anything.
Yeah. Come on. Ha, yeah, 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 yeah.
million folks. Attention grabber, gift the gabber, the utmost host. From Raheem, the most highest. You can't deny this. Wise and intelligent, one of a kind that's moving right along. I shall recite this, but don't you bite this, cause you didn't write this. We're the almighty, that's right, the almightiest. Keep the muscles flexing and don't have arthritis.
I debased you, then I defaced you. If you were fooled, I couldn't even taste you, cause I erased you. At first I maced you, you lost your head, I had to waste you. I intertwined and align my rhymes with time. He's lying, you'll find a sign that shines straight from my mind. Get back to who, get loose with juice, induce the truth to you with proof of what I produce. Unique physique, mystique is weak. Preach your teach to eat to reach the goal that they seek. I stack my facts from wax with tack, cause black is black, so act like that. Let's call it a rap.
This is the way we rock the mic. Everybody get up and do what you like.
Come on.
This is the way we rock the mic. Everybody get up and get up. Keep it on, almighty.
Keep it on.
Keep it on, Cypher.
Let's keep the rhythm strong.
Keep it on, almighty.
Then I come along.
Let's keep it on, Cypher.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, Southside, get the MC. Come on, baby, baby, you can party with me. Yo, move that ass like you're back in the 70s. Up in the jam, yo, grinding so heavily. Remember that?
Yep.
Cypher sound in the park at the dark. From dusk to dawn, damn right, we got it on with the hot. Yo, we ripped up the spot. Call me Peter, Peter, the punk, and eat a skeeter. You heard me through the speakers, yo, the bass in the treaters. Sip your libation, feel the sensation. Up your elevation, Southside creation. They won the original Cypher style. They won
the
original.
Oh,
of course, we the boss. Take your loss, get lost. This ain't your competition, take this L, get lost. To be the hot topic, known to get it popping, known to get it rocking. Hip hop, not stopping. Hey, you can get up and do what you like.
Wiser and bolder, the shaper and bolder, composer and scolder, the knower of my town, known to get down. Sometimes I'm profound, but can never be a clown. Daddy cool schooler, don't fuck with no fool. Way back in the days, it was Raheem the Rhyme Ruler. Ghetto superstars, fresh by far, almighty force brothers, yeah, that's who we are.
I'm like an explosion, yo, destroying his speed, leaving bodies in the mall like a bad disease. Hard throb, I'm the kid making ladies scream. I shoot like a sneeze, yo, I do it with ease. Yeah, we gon' get it, yeah, we gon' flip it, yeah, we gon' do it like we did in the beginning. Younger, younger ladies with the heart of gold. Younger, younger ladies in stereo. Younger, younger ladies with the Cypher crew. Yo, Cypher sound, we gon' do it for you.
I keep it on, almighty.
Keep it on.
I keep it on, Cypher.
Let's keep the rhythm strong.
I keep it on, almighty.
Then I come along.
I keep it on, Cypher.
Yeah,
quick, rhyming has no time, and man, it's worthless. Defeating the purpose of us who service on this circuit. You're not a rapper, you're just an actor in a circus. Weak and whack, so keep back, you can't hurt this. If you try to diss me or piss me, you'll get me in a way you don't want. Little punk, since you stunk, I threw you in the breakers, you stink. You think, I think, or wink, or blink, then you'll be wiped out. You know, extinct, dummy, you look so funny. That's how he be making more money, more money. Yes, I'm poor. The poor righteous teacher here, there's something to explore. You boy, you made me snore. Try to skip town while I don't bail, but failed when shy prevailed. My scale to unveil. Rain, hail, soaring, earthquake. I made it surf shake. Rattles your brain till your drain lay me tame. You heard what I said, webhead. You should be dead. Perpetrating a dread, nigga, I'll slap you on your deathbed. Try to diss on the mic, then I'll just bust a fact. If you try to disgrace, I'll break your fucking back. And that's true. So what you wanna do? Cause hops, your rhymes are true.
Aw, shit. Oh shit. All day. Hey man.
Did you cut that off?
Nah, it went off by itself like that. Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah, so you know, so all three MCs from that song, the most supreme Raheem, YT Shaheed, and my man Southside Kid DMC, we all in the building right now.
Yeah. Only thing I'm gonna say right now is that every DJ pool that I know in the United States will have that song.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear right there. You know,
shit.
That's a good look. Thank you.
Hell yeah! First thing in the morning, everybody's getting their email jammed up with Rock the Mic. Damn, that shit is tight, man.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rock, you there, Rez?
Yeah, we're going to release a video on that same song, too.
That's dope. That's that hip-hop vibe right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Still got it. The whole production through that is on point.
Y'all
did your thing.
I tell you what, boy, y'all found the fountain of youth real quick, didn't you?
Yeah, one more thing. When you get a chance to see the video, you understand that it really matches what's going on in the lyrics and everything.
Yeah. Huh? You did a good job on that. Everything, the whole thing is dope. Right.
So,
he's still spitting fire.
Yeah, they still doing their thing. I know we're going to have to... We got a lot to talk about. We're going to do a part two, man. We got to do a part two of this, do this show, man. So what I was thinking, we were on the phone today, and everybody out there listening, I know, you know, Atlanta has Bronx Day down there in Atlanta. And I know that Lady Raz has family here in Charlotte. And my man, Big Sha, has family here in Charlotte as well. So what I'm suggesting is 2020, maybe June, July, somewhere around there. Let's do Southside Queens Day here in Charlotte. Make it an annual every year thing. You know, we can take it out in the park where you guys started, or we could take it inside, wherever you guys want to do. We could get the capital, the sponsors, and the radio, the DJs, radio DJs as well. And, man, let's make this thing happen, man.
Let's make it happen.
That's good luck. I used to live out
in Charlotte. My daughter's there now, and I got family members in Charlotte. This is Cypher Sounds.
Okay.
So that'd be great. I got to come down there to see my daughter and for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'll be out there next month too. I told you, Sean.
Yeah. We're gonna meet, man. We're gonna sit down. Yeah, sit down and meet and everything, man. You know, when you guys start coming down here, man, so we can put together something. I'll put together something for you guys. You check it out, and then we'll go from there, man. Let's promote this thing. Yeah.
All right.
Is Club Tempo still open out there?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because I did a lot of stuff in Club Tempo down there when I was in Charlotte. And with DJ Polo. There's a DJ out there called DJ Polo.
Yeah, he's with the radio station now. Yeah,
radio station. I did something with him at Club Crash, I think it was called. Club Crash.
Yeah, I know what Club Crash. Yeah, Clash.
Yeah.
Clash.
That was about in 2007. I was down there doing that.
Yeah, I met him a couple of years ago at a studio, not too far from where I'm at right now. And the producer introduced me to him and everything. We were supposed to be doing some collab work, but you know, it never happened.
I thought he was the original Polo from Queens, but he wasn't.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, because, when I was down there, I called the radio station and said, this is Cypher Sounds, original Cypher Sounds. And I said, is that Polo there? And he said, yeah. I said, well, I need to talk to you. He said, come down to the club. And I was, he invited me down to the club. When I seen him, I said, yo, you ain't Polo. And he's like, yeah, I know, I took his name, but you the original Cypher Sounds, right? I said, yeah, he said, come on in, and I went there, and I jammed that night and everything. We had a good time, but that was in 2006.
Okay.
2006. All right.
Yeah, we're going somewhere bigger and better. We're doing something bigger and better when you guys come down here.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we're taking it right straight. Uptown, we're going uptown.
Yo, this is DJ Kid Flash and Cypher Sounds.
I'm just chiming in, Raz. I got something for you, Raz. I'm gonna send you the music, and I want you to write something for it, Raz, because we need you in here.
No,
you know,
no doubt. Just send it to me. You have my email. If not, I'll shoot it to you. I think I do have your number.
Yeah, send it to me so I can send it to you, so I can give you the concept, and we can get this working.
Okay, cool.
All right, you guys, this is the plug, man. It's a plug radio show, man. We got the icons, the legends, the pioneers on board with us, man. And it's just a lot of history here. Over 40 years of history here on the phone. And they're making a comeback, man.
That's what it is. It's definitely a comeback.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. And come back.
There's room and there's an avenue for you, for all of us. So you're doing the right thing, you know. Have fun with it. Do your thing, you know.
Because it's a lot of microphones that can go around, man. You know, a lot of turntables, same way, you know. That's how I feel about that. And listen to the show, man. I listen to the song, man. I'm like, damn, I'm a little jealous. I'm going to have to figure out how to do something to get carry crates or something.
you have to drive the tour bus.
Something. I gotta do something.
drive the tour bus. Go get the clothes from the cleaners. You're gonna do something.
So we're gonna put together Southside Day here down here in Charlotte, North Carolina for 2020. And man, you know, outside at Freedom Park, man, and you know, get the vendors to come out with the trucks and stuff, and have people set up. Make a family day, man. But you know, it's for you guys, man, for what y'all doing in the industry and making a comeback and with good music. So we still got another song. So everybody's gonna have to wait to come back next week and hear the other song. I'm not even gonna listen to it myself. So I'm just going to wait until we're back on the air to listen to it, man. So we're going to have part two, man, because I think we're going to do it the second hour of the show, because I want to give you guys – it's a lot of history, man. It's a lot of history, and I want to hear from everybody and what you guys brought to the table, man. And that's why I'm on here calling you guys legends and icons and pioneers, man, because – you guys started it, man. You know, 1973, but it was a lot of history after 1973 and on up till today. And you guys were part in the forefront. You guys was out there in the forefront, in the trench, giving us what we have today. So I appreciate that, man, from a 70s baby.
Yeah, no doubt. But yo,
that's right.
You know, before we get out of here, I like to bring my man Livio G to the mic. And like I said, he's definitely one of the founding fathers from Southside Queens here. Sound Experience is what he was back in the day. Now, you know, he's prepping with the Freshest FM. You got to tune in. We got the Freshest Wave. Get with the movement. You know what I mean? So Livio G, my man, is in the building, living that life.
All right. Welcome to the show, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Long history, a lot of different things, you know, this thing has evolved into. Tony, UG, he kind of, you know, said a lot about the culture and the history and some of the things that we did. It's just too much to go into. I guess it'll take like another hour.
Oh, yeah. That's why I want to bring you guys back next week. So y'all have 2 hours of show time. There we go.
Okay.
2 hours, man.
That's right.
Let me just give some quick shout outs before I get in trouble. I'd like to give a special shout out to my wife, Dr. L, who also acts as my stylist. You know, that's why I'm always fresh and fly. Special shout out to my son, Little Si, and the party of five out there in Charlotte. I want to give a special shout out to my whole DDC family at work. Special shout out to Mark Beckman. And I got to give a special shout out to my little brother, Ray, who I know is tuned in right now.
All right.
Nice.
Anybody else?
Oh, wait a minute. And I got to give a special shout out to all my family out there in Atlanta that's tuning in. And guess what? When we do Southside Day in Charlotte, I expect to see all of y'all come on up.
That's right.
That's right.
That's all right.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah, we're a little hyped up in here.
That's
my
right.
Bad, who else wants to give a shout out?
That's live radio for you.
Yeah.
Who else
wants to
give
a
shout out? Yeah.
Hey, all right.
I want to shout out my son, Javon.
He's a commissioner
to Almighty Falls basketball, right? Yeah, he took over the reign in our basketball tournament. We doing big things. Our little 8-year-old team, they was down there with the AAU in the National, so they doing big things. Well, shout out to Almighty Falls basketball.
All right, nice. Cypher Sound, I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter, Naomi Moore, and her mother, Candace Clark.
There you go.
All right.
This is Southside DMC. I want to give a shout out to the Thomas Taylor clan down there in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia. When we come down there, we should be able to pack the place.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, this is Kid Flash. Just shout out to the radio station for looking out for us in the future.
No doubt.
Y'all. We love
no doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
That's right.
As long as DJ Sean has been, you guys got a platform right here on the Hilltop, man. Believe that. Trust and believe that.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you say? Right. I can't even hear.
Hey, love you, Raz. Sound kid, Sound.
I love you more, all of y'all. Peace and blessings, man. Y'all, let me tell you something. They really look out for me. Like I'm the little sister, you know, and they really been looking out for years. You know, straight gentlemen, straight respect, salute,
exactly.
Peace and blessings to all of y'all. You know, mad
yeah.
love for y'all.
So everybody out there,
we letting them know.
Everybody out there listening, make sure you tune in next week for part two, man, because it's going to be an awesome show with these young men that's bringing real hip hop back to the radio stations. I wish I had a clap in hand on here because here we
clap.
Do.
Wait a minute, let me see if I can do it. All right,
we're good.
Yay! Yes. Here we go. Here's the clapping hand. That's what's up.
Yeah, bringing the real hip hop back.
For all my listeners that may be in New York this weekend, we will be in ISHM, the original Cypher Sounds, the original DJ Divine and the Fitting Machine, the original Sound Experience with Livio G, the original Supreme Sounds with DJ Casino, and the Almighty Force, the Southside Kid DMC, Kid Flash, DJ Milk Lover. We all will be performing, and we'll be the only performance that night because it's a reunion for DJs from the 41st anniversary, 41 years since they last performed all together in ISHM. So this is the 41st year anniversary and reunion for the original Southside. Yeah.
That's dope.
I want you to do me a big favor, Big Shy, if you can, man.
Yes, sir.
Everybody there with you right now, have somebody take a picture of all y'all together and send it to me. So I can make it. I actually think
we all just took a picture together at the hip hop museum earlier tonight when we were there with VJ Ralph McDaniels and Pete Knight from Third Phase. They had the
historical documents.
The historical documents. They was bringing out the flyers. No, we were talking about the flyers before, showing how flyers played a big role back in the day. They actually had a museum at the library in Jamaica, Queens tonight. Documenting flyers and the part they played in the original hip hop.
Yeah, because I want to make a nice flyer with all y'all on it for next week's show, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me get that circulating.
DJ Sean, listen, earlier today when I shared your post, you know, that we were coming on tonight, DJ Kid Flash is like, I don't see Cypher or Sound. So if you can include Almighty Force and Cypher or Sound next week on your plug, that'll be dope.
Yes.
DJ Kid Flash, I got you, big brother. I'm saluting you right now. I'm saluting you right now.
I appreciate that.
Yes, yes.
I got you, man. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. But I'm saluting. If you can see me right now, I'm saluting you, brother. I got you.
There you go.
One love, Sean.
One DJ.
Love
you to another.
Love you all too.
All right. You guys have a good night, man. Peace and blessings.
Have a good night, brother.
Yes, sir. All right, that's history right there. For everybody
sure
that
is.
Tuned in on the plug. Hope you guys enjoying it. Part two is going to be even bigger and better, man. It's a lot of history. You know, the woo, man. It's just I was trying to write down notes and stuff. You know, 75, Russell Simmons, 77, 93, went from DJs to the producers, worked with Mary J. Blige, Father MC, Positive K, Ja Rule, Arch and
Crass, Uptown Records,
Profile Records, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Puffy was an intern, Sessa Sonic, Wu-Tang, Positive K, Slick Rick, man, the list goes on and on.
Boy, yeah, he broke it down. Jeez.
And now you guys see everybody out there that's listening. Now you guys see why I call Lady Razzmatazz an icon, a pioneer, and a legend, just because of what happened tonight. And if you guys tune back in next Thursday night, you'll really, really understand more and more that's being told on here on the plug, man. So. But
exactly.
I have myself, DJ Sean, the lovely, the queen, Lady Razzmatazz. I appreciate you, baby. One love to you.
You're welcome.
And my man, Max
Sugar's
in the house. Appreciate
yes,
you, man.
Max,
for
you better know it.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
You better know
he's doing
it.
His thing out there.
That's hey, right. Hey, Raz, and I meant to tell you, shoot me your email because I got that record for you already.
Oh, okay. I sure will.
I work fast.
Yeah, Matt, that's one thing I can say about Max Sugar. He don't play around when it comes to his music. If he's going to work with you, he's going to work with you. He's going to make sure you get what you need. Trust and believe that. Oh,
there
yeah.
you go.
This
yes,
is it's a blessing in its own, and I just seize the moment, and I see so many big things, opportunities, and, man, you gotta grab life by the horns.
Yes, you have to.
And you gotta pay attention to what's being told to you when older cats come on because
yes
I've learned a whole lot just within that 30 minutes than I could say within 5 hours and we still got more to bring you because this is a part two part three documentary and this is the reason why the plug was created for old school hip-hop and R&B artists to so you can hear what really went on back in them days, who really was in the forefront, who was in the background.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they said 73 was the year, but look at everybody that put in blood, sweat, and tears into the industry. So, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And see, Raz, I wasn't even trying to figure out your your age.
No.
I was going with low.
I'm 29. For all my people,
you look good
definitely
too, baby.
At this point. Thank you very much.
I say you jiggling, baby.
it's all about the skills.
Yeah, I see. Hey, I know you got some skills, baby.
I'm like staring like this, going with blinking my eyes. It's about the skills, okay?
All right.
The MC
I know
skills.
You. Yeah. Right. Oh, okay.
Right. The MC skills.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we have to catch Sean. Sometimes, you know, he means well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's
he means
all
well.
Good. But you guys gotta go and check your page out because y'all be wondering why I'm up here howling like it's
what's
a full
up?
Moon. Yeah, this lady Razzmatazz ain't no joke.
You know, I'm out there with the Mac Tugs, the Almighty Force, the Cyphers, you know, Cypher Sound, all of them. I'm with all of that, you know, and more. And I'm like so proud that, you know, we're out here now creating our own lane, but bringing back that hip hop flavor and the essence
right.
of that as well, you know. And salute to all the other pioneers and legends that really became well known from, you know, the craft and the culture, and that's out here doing their thing, you know.
Oh yeah.
Gotta do is
oh,
say
yeah.
make room on that stage, because I will be stepping on there. How about
all that? Right, yeah. You heard it here first. Heard it here first. So any shout outs, Raz? Any shout outs you wanna give before we get on out of here?
Yes, all my family and friends. Which, especially my family, guys know I kind of keep them private and love them to death. They're my biggest supporters and has been for years. To each and every one of you, I love you. Thank you for always supporting and sharing. And to all the other friends that's on Facebook, Instagram, and everybody, thank you. And you can reach me, Lady Razzmatazz, and that's RazzMatazz1 on IG, Instagram. Or Lady Razzmatazz on Facebook. Okay? Got some things coming in the works. Just stay tuned.
All right, Max Shug, real quick, brother.
Man, first off, man, shout out to the Almighty Force, Razzmatazz. Free game tonight
yes.
for a lot of people. Just to this show. And they gave you some real bread.
And
most importantly, man.
Cyber
Sounds, I'm sorry. Shout out to
yes,
Sean
sir.
For making this shit happen. You know,
yes, absolutely. DJ Sean.
Shout out to Sean,
yes.
man.
He is making this happen. He's letting everyone know who we are even more.
Right, right.
He's doing his thing. He's not like one of the other, you know. Shout out to all the radio stations also that I've been on, you've been on too, Mac Chug, you know. I don't want to take
right.
the spot from you. But, you know,
no,
they're
you
doing
are,
their thing
fine.
And he is. Oh, okay. Go ahead. You can go.
You know, of course, you know, shout out to my family, the whole TA, the Truckers Association. You know, we all be on here every night. All my guys from back town, we crossing them state lines trying to get some bread. You know, just shout out to everybody, you know, and stay positive and productive.
Right. Yes, yes, absolutely. Cheer to state.
All right.
Yeah. We need to make something like that.
All right, you guys, on behalf of the Hilltop Radio Show, the Invincible DJ Sean, this was the Plug Radio Station of yours truly, the Queen Lady Razzmatazz, and special guest co-host, the one and only Max
yes,
Shook.
Yes.
Appreciate you guys. So you guys make sure you tune in. Sunday night, we got the Gospel Elite Radio Show. Got top gospel artists all across the United
absolutely.
States on one show here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And also, we'll be right back on Monday night with the Indie Artist Live and the Indie Artist Spotlight. We got It's All About the Men Monday here on the show. And then we got feature artist, your girl A from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And she is doing her thing. I call her the youngest in charge. So from the
there
Boogie Down Bronx, she'll be on the phone
nah,
with
nah.
us Monday night. As well.
Yes.
So on behalf again, you guys make sure that you have a good, awesome weekend. If someone's in need, call someone up. Let them know that you're thinking about them and see what, if they need in need of anything, or just, you know, just say, hey, man, I've been thinking about you and just seeing how you're doing. That will bring a smile
right.
across someone's heart and face in a minute. It's not all about being selfish. You got to share the
no,
love
just,
and wealth.
Right.
That's given. That's
you
right.
have to. And remember, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as well
that's
as
right.
domestic violence. Okay? So
that's
look,
right.
Look out for people and for signs of different things. And for those, you know, who is struggling and going through it with breast cancer, period, check on them, you know? Say a little
that's
prayer
right.
and everything.
Do that. Southside Jamaica, Queens Day. Charlotte, North Carolina, 2020, to be continued.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a good
absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely.
One love.
Good night. One love. Peace and
we're
blessings to all.
All right.
That's what's up. Shout out, Sean. All right, Raz. I will speak to you later. later.
All right, then. Yes, yes.
All right,
peace.
To the rap.